Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church on this All Saints Sunday. We are grateful for your presence among us, all of you here in person and those of you who are joining us online. We've got quite a few announcements this morning, so I'm just going to jump right in. One, next Sunday, November 13th, the Fellowship Committee is inviting the entire congregation to breakfast in honor of our veterans. So in years past, the Fellowship Committee has had gifts. Last year they made prayer shawls for our veterans, but this year they have decided that they want to offer a breakfast for the entire congregation in honor of our veterans. So that's going to be during the Sunday school hour from 9:15 to 10:15 in the Fellowship Hall. So next, there we go. See, if I raise my voice, then the microphone comes back on and I'm too loud. Also next Sunday, we are going to have a food drive for our blessing box. I think our last one was maybe in August. I can't remember exactly, but our supply has gotten low over at the office complex. So next Sunday, if you will bring, these are some of the suggested items, canned meats, soups, crackers, peanut butter, canned fruit, small cereal containers, and soap. But these are just suggested. We are deeply grateful for any offering that you might make to the blessing box. So there'll be reminders of both of those things via email and Facebook this week. Tomorrow afternoon, our grief group is gathering again. We gather every other Monday at the office complex from 4:30 to 6. We have finance committee this week at 6. We are working on finishing up the 2023 budget. With that in mind, in two Sundays, we are having our semi-annual congregational meeting where we will gather to vote on the budget, to vote on incoming council members, and we're going to have a brief presentation by the cemetery committee. Just to sort of touch base with folks, a lot of folks here have prepaid plots. Some folks pay dues yearly. And maybe some of you don't really know much about the cemetery committee and would like to be a part of the cemetery association, but you just don't know how. So we're going to have a brief presentation also at that congregational meeting. Also that Sunday, we're going to have a mini Advent fair. I'm going to have everything laid out that you will need for Advent. Advent wreath supplies and candles, devotions, a flyer with all of the different Advent activities that we have happening here at Holly Grove. So big Sunday, November 20th. Today is the first Sunday of the month, which also means that we are taking up our basket offering. The basket offering this month is going to the pastor's discretionary fund. This is a non-budgeted fund that I have access to help our congregation members, to help people in our community, and even to help with a few things here at the church. We are grateful for all that you offer to us, and I am especially grateful for your contributions to the pastor's discretionary fund so that I have a little bit available to help when I see fit and needed. Sign-up sheets for the Mother's Rose Garden and altar flowers for 2023 are at the end of the ramp on the bulletin board. A couple of notes about the service today. We are going to light candles in memory of those that we have lost in the past year. You are welcome to take home the candle that is lit in honor and memory of your loved one. So after this service, please take that home if you would like. And finally, the verses for our opening hymn 422 for all the saints. I think the first two verses are on one page, and then you have to hop over to the other page for verses 3 through 5. It looks a little bit confusing, so I just wanted to let you know that in advance. We have a couple of birthdays this week. Gaynell Davis, who tells me she has recovered after all of the food preparation that she did for the potluck last Sunday. Gaynell, I lost track of how many dishes and desserts you provided, but it was enjoyed by all of us. So thank you for your gift of love for us. So Gaynell's birthday is this week, as well as Ricky Curry. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We have a prayer shawl to bless this morning. Stephanie Hearn's dad is not doing well and probably doesn't have a lot of time left, and so she has asked us to bless a prayer shawl for Larry Wilson. God, we thank you that no matter when or where or why we come to you, you are already waiting. Waiting to hear us, waiting to comfort us, waiting to remind us that you are always with us. We ask that you would bless this prayer shawl for Larry Wilson. We ask that as he feels the weight of this on his lap or his shoulders, that he would feel the weight of our love and prayers here at Holly Grove. Accompany him as he makes his way home into your presence fully and completely. And be with Stephanie as she accompanies her dad on that journey. In Jesus' name, amen. And one last announcement. Frank Hamilton is going to put new flags out on the graves of veterans in the cemetery this week. He's going to do all the ones that he knows of. He wants us to have grace if he skips somebody that he doesn't know about. And if he does, will you please let him know so that he can put a flag on that grave? Thank you for that gift. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. Please stand. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who is eager to forgive and who loves us beyond our days. Amen. Dear friends, let us together acknowledge our failure to love this world as Jesus does. God of mercy and forgiveness, we confess that sin still has a hold on us. We have harmed your good creation. We have failed to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you. Turn us in a new direction. Show us the path that leads to life. Be our refuge and strength on the journey. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and friend. Amen. Beloved of God, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven and you are made whole. God points the way to new life in Christ who meets us on the road. Journey now in God's abiding love through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament lesson is from the 25th chapter of Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast. A feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord from whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Word of God, word of life. Psalm 149. Alleluia, sing to the Lord a new song. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker.
Let the children's minds be joyful in their Lord.
Let them praise their Maker's name with dancing.
Let them sing praise with tambourine and harp.
For the Lord takes pleasure in the people.
And adores the poor with victory.
Let the faithful rejoice in triumph.
Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry, for now you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And even if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. I was hoping you all would come too. You guys want to come? You want to sit by me, Ava? Good morning, everybody. Do any of you recognize anything a little bit different up here in the chancel area? The candles, yes. How about over here by the pulpit? That candle is lit. That's exactly right. Today is a really special Sunday in the church year. In fact, it's so special that if we had to order the special days in the church year, it would probably be Christmas, Easter, Pentecost, and All Saints Sunday, which is what today is. Because it's through Jesus's life and death and resurrection that the communion of saints is even possible. And so some of the things that we are doing today to help us celebrate that is we've changed the paraments in my stole to white, which is the color that we use for Easter, because the white symbolizes the joy and the hope we have in Jesus rising from the dead. And then one other really special thing that's happening today is the Paschal candle is lit. Can you guys say Paschal? Paschal. It's kind of a strange word. We only really hear it a couple of times throughout the season of Easter. But it comes from the Greek word Pascha, which means resurrection. And so, you know, we call Easter, the day Jesus rose from the dead, Easter. But Easter has only been used for the last few centuries. For most of the history of the church, what we know as Easter was called the Pascha. And it means Passover, because on Easter we celebrate that Jesus passed over from death into life. And in our baptism, when we are baptized, we sort of have a Pascha, a Passover of our own. Because in our baptism, we die to ourselves, and Jesus raises us to new life with him. And so we have our own Passover, so to speak. And so this candle is called the Paschal candle because it symbolizes the Passover that Jesus made from death to life. And we light it just a few Sundays of the year, starting on Easter Sunday and for the rest of the Sundays in the Easter season. But then there are a few other special days that we also light that candle. On Sundays when we have a baptism and when there's a funeral or memorial service. One of these Sundays, I want to play a game where you guys ask me, like you try to stump me and see if there is anything that we do in our worship service that isn't connected to our baptism. Because everything truly is connected to our baptism, including our death. And so on baptisms and funerals, we always have the Paschal candle lit because it reminds us that Jesus is risen and he will be risen for all eternity, that grave will be empty forever. And so this candle reminds us of the hope that we have in Jesus rising from the dead, and it reminds us of the joy that we have in Jesus rising from the dead. And so those are just a couple of the things that are special about today. And in just a few minutes, we're going to light these candles on the altar to remember our loved ones who have died in the past year. And when Debbie lights those candles, she's going to do it with the flame from the Paschal candle. So when each of you were baptized, we had a baptismal candle that was lit from the Paschal candle, and then it was given to you all, and you got to take that home. And then this, so to speak, is the continuation and the end of that journey, because when we die, our baptism is fully complete, because when we die, we get to go into Jesus's presence, where there is only light and love, and there are no tears and no sadness. So this candle lights our baptismal candle, and today it's going to light the candles that help us remember our loved ones who have died and are now completely in God's presence. So I just wanted to offer those things, because everything that we do in worship has meaning to it. There's a reason for everything. And so I want to thank you all for your light, because in our baptism, we are given the job, the call, to let our light so shine so that others may see our good works and glorify God in heaven. So keep shining your lights bright, because you are showing other people what God's love and kindness look like. Let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for our loved ones who have died and are now with you. Help us to follow their example by being faithful and letting our lights shine. We love you, God. Amen. You may go back to your seats. Thank you for coming up. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As many of you know, All Saints Sunday is my favorite Sunday of the whole year. In fact, some of you know me so well that I got a couple of text messages on Tuesday, which is November 1st, All Saints Day, saying, I hope you enjoy your favorite day of the whole year. All Saints is my favorite because my hopes and dreams for an extended family are realized in the communion of saints. As many of you know, I was adopted when I was 23 years old. And for those first 23 years, I spent my time dreaming and imagining what it would be like to have a big extended family. Well, before I ever knew it, already in my baptism, God had given me the desire of my heart, a big extended family in the communion of saints. Each Sunday in the Apostles' Creed, we profess our faith in the communion of saints. We say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. We say it every Sunday, but I think because much of the communion of saints is a mystery, we kind of pass over it. It's a mystery not because it isn't true, but because we can't explain it or fully understand it. But that doesn't affect the truth of what we believe. The Greek words that communion and saints come from can be translated to fellowship and holy ones. Right? There are two kinds of saints. There are capital S saints, those who achieve sainthood mostly when they die. And then there are lowercase saints, which are all of us, and we are holy ones, or baptized ones, because it is in our baptism that God makes us holy. It's nothing that we do, but everything that God does in our baptism. So we are the fellowship of the holy ones, or the fellowship of the baptized. The communion of saints is the entire people of God. Those from the past, those from the present, and those from the future. The communion of saints is everyone who has been, those who are living, and those who are yet to come. And the communion of saints, it spans across time and space. Right all over the world, every Sunday, the communion of God's saints gathers to worship together and gathers to eat a meal together. Another name for the communion of saints or the fellowship of the baptized is the family of God. Because in our baptism, each of us are named and claimed by God, and God adopts us as God's own beloved children. And in doing so, we become brothers and sisters to everyone else in the family of God, past, present, and future. As the words in today's prayer of the day remind us, we are knit together into one mystical body, the body of Christ, now and forever. When our loved ones die in the Lord, they also join us at the Lord's Supper, while they continually and simultaneously feast in God's kingdom that knows no end. The feast that was described for us in the words of Isaiah just a few minutes ago. The Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. God will wipe away every tear, and God will swallow up death forever. When we come to the Lord's table and feast on the body and blood of Jesus, we are united with the communion of saints, and we experience a foretaste of that feast to come. And so today on All Saints Sunday, we celebrate that we and our loved ones are forever held together by God's grace in the communion of saints. And yet, I know that today feels less than celebratory for some of you. For many of us, our grief is raw. The truth is that death hurts. It even hurt for Jesus. Think of the story of Jesus rising Lazarus from the dead. At the tomb, even though Jesus knew Lazarus would be alive in just moments, he still cried. Even though Jesus knew that death is not forever, Jesus still wept. Because knowing the end of the story doesn't mean you can't cry at the sad parts. But also, like Jesus, we don't grieve as those without hope. We grieve with the knowledge and hope that through his resurrection, Jesus has defeated death, and that just as he rose from the dead, we will rise again too. Because in our baptism, we have already died to ourselves and have been raised to new and eternal life in Christ. One of the many gifts that God gives us in baptism is the gift of eternal life, which doesn't begin someday when we breathe our last. Our eternal life begins the moment we are baptized and then continues on forever. Our resurrected life in Christ begins the moment that we come out of the water. The resurrection lays claim on our lives today. because we are living our resurrected lives already. We are a resurrected people, and the life that God gives us is abundant. A life in which we are set free from the power of sin and death, so that we can love God with all of our hearts and minds, our bodies and our strength. A life in which we are set free to love others as ourselves. The resurrected life that we have here and now is a life full of hope and grace, mercy, forgiveness, and it is a life of living in the midst of the communion of saints, in the fellowship of the baptized, in the family of God forever. Brothers and sisters, in just a few minutes, you are going to be invited for this big family meal today, where we aren't just gathering together with one another in this time and place to feast, where we aren't just gathering with churches and believers all over the world today to feast, but a big family extended meal in which we gather together with all of those who have been, including our loved ones. So when you come forward for this family meal, dip your hand in the water at the font. Make the sign of the cross on your forehead just like you had done in your baptism. Remind yourself that you are baptized, that you are adopted by God as God's children, and that you are forever a member of the communion of saints. Eat this meal with your loved ones, because even as we are strengthened and nourished for today with Jesus's presence in the bread and the wine, we are given a foretaste of the feast to come, when God will swallow up death forever and wipe away every tear. We are not only reunited with our loved ones at this table each and every Sunday, we have the hope that we will be reunited with them forever in the presence of God. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us confess our faith. I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived.
united with your saints across time. We pray for our shared world. Holy One, your church rests on the faithful ones who came before us. Give bishops, pastors, deacons, and lay leaders the will to carry the church forward and discern your will for the future. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Holy One, the earth is yours and all that dwells within it. Care for places ravaged by natural disasters. Quell raging fires and halt destruction caused by flooding. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Holy One, you raise up leaders to guide your people. Kindle in them a passion to care for others, a desire to seek the common good, and the courage to love their enemies. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Holy One, you bless those who are poor, hungry, and reviled. Provide food, housing, and security to all who are vulnerable or in crisis. May those who have more than enough give generously. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Holy One, hold us in community with one another. Be with all who are in need in any way, especially Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Latifa, Carrie, Bonnie, Boyd, Mike, Scott, Neil, Paul and Carolina, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Holy One, we remember in thanksgiving all those who have died. Wipe away our tears and comfort us with the promise of everlasting life in you. Lord, in your mercy.
Accept these prayers, gracious God, and those known only to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. At this portion of the service, we remember together in community the names of all the people who have died in the past year. As each name is read, a candle will be lit with the flame from the Paschal candle. A bell will be rung, all reminding us that each person is seen, each person is heard, and each person is held in God's loving embrace. Let us pray. God of grace and glory, we remember before you today our sisters and brothers. We thank you for giving them to us to know and to love as companions in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us faith to see that death has been swallowed up in the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may live in confidence and hope until by your call we are gathered to our heavenly home in the company of all your saints. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Robin Beck. Joanne Turner. Gary Hedrick. Joe Hedrick. Charles Henderson Swing. Stephen Charles Sink. Peggy Horn. Bruce Fulbright. Eddie Hedrick. Duty Hinson. Raymond Lee Krotz. Let us pray. Almighty God, in holy baptism, you have knit your people together into one communion of saints, the body of Christ. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Help us in the midst of things we cannot understand to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to life everlasting. God of all grace, we give you thanks because by his death, our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Thank you.
In your great love, you richly provide for our needs. Make of these gifts a banquet of blessing, and make us ready to share with all in need through Jesus Christ, who sets the table for all. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the witness of your saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so with Robin, Joanne, Gary, Joe, Charles, Stephen, Peggy, Bruce, Eddie, Duty, Raymond, all the saints with the choirs of angels, and all the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, you have brought us this far along the way. In times of bitterness, you did not abandon us, but guided us into the path of love and light. In every age, you sent prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your chosen servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and despised, and to ransom those in bondage to prejudice and sin. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we await the day when Jesus shall return to free all the earth from the bonds of slavery and death. Come, Lord Jesus, and let the church say amen.
Amen.
Send your Holy Spirit, our advocate, to fill the hearts of all who share this bread and cup with courage and wisdom to pursue love and justice in all the world. Come, Spirit of freedom, and let the church say amen.
Amen.
Join our prayers and praise with your prophets and martyrs of every age, that rejoicing in the hope of the resurrection, we might live in the freedom and hope of your Son. Through him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The candles are at the table to remind us all that when we come to this meal, we are feasting with all of our loved ones who have gone before us. Christ invites us to this table with all the saints, spreading a meal before you. Come.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Table, you have refreshed us in this meal with bread for the journey. Give us your grace on the road that we might serve our neighbors with joy. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let's say our mission statement. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.